Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeena astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, a hadith has been narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh, in which Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, لَمَّ افْتَتَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَكَّةَ رَنَّ إِبْلِيسُ رَنَّةً رَنَّ إِبْلِيسُ رَنَّةً. And Hazrat Ibn Abbas says that when Makkah Mukarrama was conquered, remember, Kufr and Shirk, the epicenter in Arabia was the city of Makkah. Just where you had the Kaaba, where we are doing Tawaf today, that is the zone where you had all the idols. And so khair, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after establishing Medina Munawwara as a new state and the capital for the Muslims, and then he returned back to Makkah Mukarrama, and when Makkah was conquered, ranna Iblis, Iblis gave out a very loud scream. And he said to his shayateen, his group of people, that when he was screaming in this manner, when he saw the fall of Makkah Mukarrama, and that Makkah Mukarrama was conquered by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was difficult for him to accept this. Ijtama'a ilayhi junuduhu. Ijtama'at ilayhi junuduhu. His entire followers, his party, his group gathered around him. Now, what is the matter? What has happened that you scream like this? So Iblis said to his group of people that now it will become very difficult for us to push the Muslim community into kufr. It will be a bit difficult for us to push the Muslim community directly into kufr. And so he was not going to stop. He never gives up. So he said, now after Makkah Mukarrama being conquered, we will have to adjust to new strategies, a new way of moving into them and pushing them towards kufr. We will have to adopt a new system. And it's amazing that what he said back then when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered is the same line that modern atheism speak today. Modern atheists speaks the same language. So what he said is that now what we will do is that when they suffer, so as human beings in this dunya, Allah has designed this dunya in such a way that this is not Jannat. So naturally everybody will go through some kind of pain and difficulty. Some taklif does come. Old age is your taklif also. Naturally it comes. Sometimes you are laughing, sometimes you are crying in this dunya, sometimes a person will go through a difficult patch, a difficult phase in his life. So all of these things are very normal. So he said that when they go through this trauma in life or this difficulty in life, that is the time we should enter the wasawis into their hearts. When that person, he or she is in pain, that is the time you attack him. And so how do we attack him? That when he's sitting quietly, let the mind thought process think that, you know, oh my, maybe if I did this, this would have been better. Maybe if I did that, it would have been the right action. And then to make him mayus, dejected from the mercy of Allah, thinking that, you know, why did it happen to me? I've done Hajj. I pray my namaz. I pray Fajr namaz. I read Quran. I read Yasin Sharif every day. Generally, when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm okay, I'm a good guy. Talking to himself. I'm okay. Everybody wants to say I'm okay. Everybody's okay. So why did it happen to me? And so now when this thought is lingering in the mind, you know, why the pain? Why the suffering in the world? Why? Why is it happening to good guys? You know, he starts calling himself a very good guy. So this is the time you attack this individual and make his iman very, very weak. You make his iman very, very weak. It happens. I have met a lot of people who sometimes talk about the fact that, you know, why this, why that, why this, and the way they talk, it's like open kufr. The way they talk, it's like open kufr. But then when you ask the person that, look, why are you thinking like this? What has happened to you? And then the real story opens up. That this happened to me, this difficulty I went through, this is what was happening to me. Exactly what the shaitan said when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered, that when he is feeling very lonely, when he feels that, you know, what has happened to me? A lot of things can happen. A person might have, you know, a good marriage for 20, 30 years. All of a sudden, you know, shaitan breaks the two. It can happen, your child, mashallah, he was the best of all the siblings, all the children that you have. All of a sudden, he rebels against you. So what you have now, you might not have tomorrow. Anything can change. And life changes very, very quickly. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ And so the ulama in this hadith have explained to us that important morals that we learn. The screaming of shaitan when Makkah was conquered. And he said that now to push them directly towards kufr is difficult. We will adopt to different strategies, different way of aligning them with the goal that they will become also of kufr. They will enter into kufr. So the scholars have mentioned what shaitan actually makes a person do in life is to engage in what we call bid'at. What is it?
Bid'at.
Instead of going and jumping into the dead end straight, you know, deep end rather, of kufr, slowly breaking him piece by piece. So let him be a man who connects himself to innovations in Islam. Let him do things that are new in Islam. Bid'at. And then slowly we will push him. For an example, to put in his mind that this was a pious person, the wali of Allah, he has passed away. And you know, you see this grave here. So you can kiss the grave and do sajda to this grave. But when you ask him, what are you doing? He'll say, no, I worship Allah. I worship Allah. But just showing respect to this great pious man, I'm kissing the grave. Now this is new in Islam, innovation without a doubt. And to a degree, it can be touching a level of kufr. This was not something that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught the ummah. And then to push him further, for an example, he might take certain individuals, that these individuals are so pious and so blessed, that they can benefit me and they can possibly even remove any kind of difficulty from us. So when a person starts doing things that are of not of the Islamic spirit, something that is totally new, innovation, bid'at, slowly you will find that the shaitan is then pushing him to that deadly zone where then he becomes into a pure kafir, kufr. We see this with Qadianism. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was a prolific writer, and he wrote a book on the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then your fan club, you know, the fans around you are also a big musibat sometimes. And then, you know, shaitan moved him, thinking, you know, he started saying, I'm seeing dreams. And he said, you know, once Jibreel came to me and he said this to me, and Aliyazu Billah, you know, I am now the Nabi after Rasulullah. Finished. Khatam. All ends. Jibreel came to me and I am the Nabi of Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. So shaitan plays mind games with people, and then the flock, the followers are blind people. Already you've given your heart to someone, and it's so easy for him to manipulate and for him to expect a following. And it works. Most of the time it works, because most of the people are juhala. They don't even know. The same thing for Shiism. You see the concept of their imams that are totally masoom. And the status they give to Hazrat Ali and even to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And we won't go into that. That is not our topic. But khair, just as an introduction so that slowly we understand the topic that we want to cover, is how shaitan works with people. Shaitan works in a very subtle manner. He never tells you not to pray namaz. He'll never tell you that. He'll tell you, ah, don't worry, don't set the alarm today. You always set the alarm and you know you always wake up and you need to use the loo anyway at that time. Just go to sleep, buddy. Just go to sleep, buddy. And the buddy doesn't set the alarm. All the time he wakes up, but this time shaitan will be patting him on the back, soja, 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 and he goes to sleep. Namaz is qaza. But you see, the intention was never that he's going to do qaza. But shaitan works in a very, very subtle manner to push people towards kufr. So he uses a different approach all the time. And one of the ways how shaitan actually plays mind games and wants people to move away from the deen of Islam is to create a relationship with him. The shaitan likes it when human beings create a relationship with him. And how is that relationship created? That relationship is created because shaitan knows the nature of a human being. And a human being likes to be protected all the time. And so what he is trying to sell to the people of Iman, that worry not, you know what, I am going to be your protector. Shaitan is saying, I am going to be your protector. So how are you going to be our protector? Aliyazu billah. How is he going to sell, you know, this ideology to the people of Iman? Insan in his fitrat, especially when a person is in a desperate situation. When a person who is in a desperate situation, he is the most vulnerable. He is the most vulnerable. Very vulnerable. And he uses that vulnerability to play with that person. So what he says, you know what, the difficulty that you are in, don't worry. Whatever you are going through, for an example, you know, difficulty in, shall we started with marriage, just say your partner is not looking at you and things like that, you know. And subhanallah, you know, I can protect you and I can help you. And this is done by magic. This is done by magic. Insan in his nature likes a quick fix. He likes a quick fix. Who likes to go to the gym, yaar? If you give me some tablets and I'll be skinny, that's lovely. Quick fix, de do, yaar. Nobody, you know, likes to go through the hard way. He likes all these uncanny events, you know, something that's novel, something that's new. Everybody likes that. You know, I got a message today, somebody told me, Mauli Sahab, I think a lot of people are interested in your topic today. Why? Well, it's a nice topic. People, you know, they like novelty, they like the jahl, they like magic and, you know, new topics. The other topics are old topics, you know, what kind of a topic is this? So people in their fitrah, they like new things. So magic is a quick fix, you know, I will do it for you. So shaitan creates a relationship and behind the scenes you have shaitan. And in front you have a human being who is a magician. In front you have a human being who is a magician. And he is the shadow of the shaitan. He is the shadow of the shaitan. And he is now going to talk to you, yaar, you know, don't worry. Many years ago, you know, we used to get those kind of small cards in your letterbox that... you know, if you have got problems with money, if you've got problem with your wife, if you are depressed, if you are this, call, Kamaluddin Utasamuddin. Some ajib naam. Kamaluddin Utasamuddin and things like that. And 100% guarantee. What is it? Not even 99. They write 100% guarantee. You call me 100%. So this is how it works. And people, especially women, so when they look at this, you know, my husband, he's always telling me about a second wife. Sala ye dusri biwi laega na to phas jayenge hum. Isko suli pe chala de. Isko nikal de. And she now thinks that, you know what, this enticing, this is something nice. Let me just ring. Which is a private call. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. I got this letter from the letterbox, this, that. Yeah, you know, my husband, don't worry. Private conversation. 100% I can fix this situation. And when somebody talks like that, 100% and guarantee and all that, you know, after all, a human being is a human being. So this is what shaitan does. He creates a relationship with a human being by a person thinking that this person will somehow help me, even if he is a magician. Now, it's quite incredible. In the modern world, you'll find some of the magicians to be dressed up in sunnah libas. Would you believe me? Yeah, you'd believe me? Exactly. I'm telling you. And this is not sunnah libas because they want to practice the sunnah. It is sunnah. They'll have a long beard, they'll have a long tasbih, they'll do everything. Why? This is the way, you know, like when you want to trap a fish, what is it? You put a worm there, isn't it? A bait for that hook to grip the mouth or whatever. The same way, to get the right people, to pull the people in you. So, you know, when you see someone, he has to have an appearance. He has to look like someone. So don't be deceived. A person has to be very, very careful. Look at Ayatollah Khomeini, the Khabees. How would he dress up like? How? And when you look at him, you know, oho, Ayatollah Khomeini. Look at the name Ayatollah. But if you read his books, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, full of kufr, and the swearing of the companions and putting down Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, which is shocking. But a lot of people might not even understand that or might not even want to take that as information because they find it difficult because they have seen a picture. They have this mental picture and that I cannot allow them to think otherwise. So now how do we as human beings create a relationship with the magician by sihar? So first of all, let us see what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned. So you have the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. La'ana Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam al-aadhiha. Aadhiha wal-mustadhihata. Aadhihata and wal-mustadhihata. Basically, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that there is la'anat upon the magician and the one who goes to the magician. There is la'anat who goes to the magician and also the magician himself. So we have to understand, we have to be very, very careful as Muslims that when we are going to certain individuals, they can actually ruin your life. And without mentioning any names, I can even confess, and I'm only doing that so that people actually understand that this can even go as far as murdering an individual. This, and it has happened. I don't want to give too much information, but just for the benefit. To murder people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And this is something very, very dangerous. There's no safety with your wealth. There's no safety with your iman. There's no safety with how you start to think. So how is magic harmful to a human being? Sihr, how is it harmful? When you have the shaitan at the back and you have its shadow, the sahir, the jadugar, the magician that is there, and you are talking to him. And you are thinking that, you know what, maybe this guy is doing something that Allah has given him as a gift. Or maybe he is going to be reading some dua or ismi azam that Allah is going to open up my duas and remove my difficulties. Look, all of these things are possible, these things can happen, but to identify is very, very important. And until you don't identify what is right and what is wrong, things can be very, very difficult. So just a few points, how shaitan takes sihr and magic as something very, very important in pushing someone towards kufr. Number one, when a person goes to a magician, it's not going to be one visit. You remember that? It's never ever going to be one visit. In fact, he'll try to hypnotize you, he will try to grab you and get you all the time, that you will want to go to him all the time. You will want to go to him all the time. And what does the magician have to do? Because for him to do something, there is also the jinn or the shaitan that is allowing him to do this, to process this. Basically, the magician has to praise the shaitan. The magician has to praise the shaitan. Just like how we praise Allah when we say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. He will have to also praise the shaitan. And when he is praising the shaitan, that means that he is a good follower. The more you incline towards the shaitan, the more powerful you are in your magic. And of course, the more the following, the more people that come to you, there is every possibility you will also win their hearts. And you might be saying something to them that will win their hearts. I remember many, many years ago, a Taweez was brought to me and it was opened up, and in there openly the names of the shayateen were written and praising the shayateen, and this Muslim brother was putting it on his neck. Putting it on his neck. Doesn't even know what the contents are, because you don't even know that person. And a person is not required to go into, you know, this kind of a lifestyle. Really, there's a lot of protection. But before we go into that, let's look at how shaitan will process this matter. And then sometimes making them feel that the stars that are on top, they have an impact on you. They will actually, you know, have a power, some kind of a power to control your life. So you have this now also, Aquarius and this and that, and a lot of people even go to certain individuals and palm reading and this and that, and how is it done? Oh, with your star we see that this is going to happen to you on this date and this date, and slowly this is all what we call kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Number three, it can be so extreme that they will want you in desperation to say that we can help you, but we need the blood of so and so person. We need the blood of so and so person. And so when you need the blood of so and so person, subhanallah, what you have to do is you murder him, and murdering him will be no problem, and then to drain his blood out from his body. So all of these things can happen in sihr at an extreme level. You have seen these, and these are events, you know, a lot of cases we hear that, you know, some person has died all of a sudden, or something has happened to him. So this is all kufr. And number four, generally what shaitan makes you do, that person, is to make sure that you stay in a condition that you are napak all the time, that you don't do wuzu. And if even after ghusl farz, janabat, you remain in janabat. So the more filthy you are, and that filth environment is more better for this kind of magic to work. That is why you will see these kind of things that are working. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Not so much so with the Muslim community, but you know, you will see ajeeb, incredible people. And incredible people, intelligent people, that will go to certain individuals even in India, and when you see their forehead, and when you see how they dress up, their aqeedah is, the more filthy you are, the more pious you are. What is it? The more filthy you are, the more pious you are. And you see all these things. And that is why people who are like that, you can tell straight away that there is no Quran, there is no Noor, and these are people who are directly connected to who? Shaitan. And then Shaitan makes the iman of individuals, because Shaitan then has a group of people that follow this individual who is also a magician. And when he is a magician, then what happens? His jinns, his own jinns, to make sure this person doesn't come out from his clutches, at night they give him trouble. At night they won't allow him to sleep. At night he is seeing dreams, nightmares and things like that. And in the mind he is not feeling right. Why? How did this connection happen? The minute you go to the wrong people, finished. इसलिए मैं कहा करता हूं ऐसे लोगों से बचना चाहिए ऐसे लोगों से बचना चाहिए यू डोंट नीड टू गो टू एनीवन व्हेन यू हैव द कुरान द कलाम ऑफ अल्लाह सुभान अल्लाह व्हेन यू हैव द कलाम ऑफ अल्लाह रियली यू डोंट नीड टू गो टू एनीवन एंड इफ यू हैव बिलीव इन द कुरान एंड व्हेन यू हैव बिलीव इन द सुन्ना ऑफ रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम यू विल सी दैट स्लोली Even if somebody has done something to you, eventually it will go away. So what is shaitan? When we look, sorry, what is sihr? What is sihr? Magic. So when we look at the Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are certain ayats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in reference to sihr, what is magic. Especially in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Jewish community, a lot of them were magicians. A lot of them were magicians. And that is how they would actually keep control in their community. That is why even during the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, and Fir'aun and his followers in Egypt at that time was the capital of sihr, was the capital of sihr. So the Quran says, Saharu a'yunin nas. Saharu a'yunin nas. Usually what happens is that Shaitan will put pictures in front of your eyes, and he will actually put a spell to your eyes. Optical illusion. What is it? Optical illusion. Like during the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they had ropes. And so when they threw the ropes, the people that were there were not seeing a rope. What were they seeing? Snakes. So the Quran says, actually it was just a rope. It was nothing more than a rope. But saharu ayunin nas, they did magic to the eyes, your eyesight. And what happens is that when you see something as snakes, yukhayyalu ilayhi min sihrihim annaha tas'a, this becomes also your imagination. This also becomes your imagination. And you start thinking like that, because what you are seeing, you are picturing something like a snake. But that is only the eyes that have been done sihr. And the Quran says, most of the sihr, most of the jadu that is done, is actually done to the eyes. And nothing more. A lot of the times it is just the eyes. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught this ummah to protect themselves from sihr. Look, be very, very careful who you go to. Be very, very careful who you go to. Even if a person is going through severe difficulty in life, the doors of Allah are always opened up. The doors of Allah are always open. Always understand that. And so, there is one sahabi whose name is Ka'b ibn Ahbar, in the Muatta of Imam Malik. In the Muatta of Imam Malik. And look at the Jewish community, how powerful was their magic. He said, if it was not for the kalimat that was taught to me by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jewish community hated me so much that they wanted to turn me into a donkey. They wanted to turn me into a donkey, that people see me to be a donkey. And Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ahbar would always read this wazifa. And this is also from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this wazifa, inshallah, is in many of the kitabs, but even in the group, inshallah, if we want, we can send this wazifa. A'udhu bi wajhi Allahi al-azim. A'udhu bi wajhi Allahi al-azim. Alladhi laysa shay'un a'zama min. Wa bi kalimati Allahi tammati allati la yujawizuhunna barrun wala fajir. Wa bi asma'i Allahi al-husna kulliha ma 'alimtu minha wa ma lam a'lam. Min sharri ma khalaqa wa bara'a wa dhara'a. In the morning you read this, and also in the evening you read this. Or at least in the evening after Maghrib, or before you go to sleep, just read this wazifa, and insha'Allah ta'ala it will give you complete protection. Very, very simple. So these are the du'as. In fact, even when you go to some of the scholars, and if they give you any prescription, or even if they give you any ta'weez, a lot of the things they will write is what is already mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the more you are actually independent from them, the more you are actually independent from this kind of thinking, inshallah ta'ala you will live a very, very normal life. And I've said this also before, how do they trap you, these amils, whether they are magicians or whether they are genuine people? Most of them are just charlatans, liars, imposters, sab jhoothe hain, most of them. Very few are sincere. So how they work is, again, it all comes to money. So they have their own jinns. They have their own jinns that they put in your body. And you think that you have been, you know, affected by an external jinn somewhere. And this person is such a pious person that he has removed the jinn that I might have caught from somewhere. So they also have to lie. They also have to lie. What happens is that to create friction in the family, because this is what shaitan wants. The shaitan will tell that person, who might even be a jahil. That is why most of the people, You see, the difference is when you go to a scholar who is an alim, who knows knowledge, who knows Quran, and when they prescribe something to you, the difference is they will be inclined towards ibadat, to the sunnah. They will talk in a very different way. But a person who is false, a liar, a magician, you will see and you ask him, can you read Dua-e Kunut? Ask him, can you read Dua-e Kunut? He'll struggle. He might not even know the basics. He might not even recite the Quran properly. But yet the claim will be very, very big. And this is all from who? The shayateen. And the shaitan then gives them and whispers to them, or will write on a piece of paper to break families, that you know what, magic has been done to you by your uncle. Magic has been done to you by your auntie. And then the people are wondering, yeah, this auntie, what will she do? Or my uncle, what will she do? You know, this, it's quite difficult to imagine that, you know, she would have done something. But just to create a friction in that relationship, that is how shaitan does. To totally destroy even the link and the communication between families, and totally to disrupt him also in his iman. And to think, you know what, this person has the power to give me shifa. This person has got the power to give me shifa. Not the ayats of the Quran, not the sunnah. And aliyazu billah, the iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very, very weak. So these are the wazaif. Very, very important wazaif. My respected brothers, ayatul kursi har namaz ke baad. Ayatul kursi har namaz ke baad. Simple. They are simple things, but we don't do. Very simple thing. We know of it, but we won't do it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before going to sleep, would read Ayatul Kursi, Kul huwallah, kul audhu bi rabbil falak, kul audhu bi rabbin nas, and blow it in his hands, and then pass the hands around his entire body. This is the sunnah. And this will completely protect you. So you pray Ayatul Kursi, Kul huwallah, kul audhu bi rabbil falak, kul audhu bi rabbin nas, kul huwallah, and blow it, and you pass your hands onto your entire body. And keep on doing that. But how many people do that? A lot of people just hit the bed and go to sleep. Thak gaye. Ko baaz log to kalma bhi nahi padte. People don't even read the kalima. Some people don't even read any dua. They just come and the last thing what they will do is mobile phone. Up to new fashion hai. I get women, you know, who tell me also sometimes, you know, that men folks tell me that, Mawlana Sahib, you know, even before we go to sleep, my wife is busy on the phone. And sometimes the wife is saying, my husband is busy on the phone. So, husband and wife ke beech mein bhi phone aa jata hai. Dua to tumne padhi nahi. So, how are we going to be protected? A lot of basic things Islam is giving you. We've said this so many times, even when it comes to your toilet dua. So magic, what is it? A lot of it, it's got to do with the shayateen. And Allah's Nabi has said, this is lanat. So when we are going to go to the wrong people, and we are not going to educate ourselves that these are the wrong people, they don't have knowledge. Look at their qualification, ask them, you know what, where have you studied, who is your teacher, do you know anything about the Quran? So don't just go to people, and a lot of the times, you know, when they ask you, I want your vest. What is it? I want your vest. And then we want the woman's vest and all these things and underclothes and Allahu Akbar. And then the name of the grandparents and the name of so and so, and then we write it to them. What is this? What is all this? This is that you are now involving a jinn. What are you involving? A jinn. So a person needs to be very, very careful. Sometimes we make it very, very hard and difficult for us. So what is the difference? The reason why shaitan loves magic is because he wants to rival the messengers. What does he want to do? He wants to rival the messengers. This is how shaitan thinks. How is he going to rival Anbiya? Anbiya are given miracles. What are they? Anbiya are given miracles. And they showed miracles. And awliya are given karamat. By their taqwa they might do something which is very special, and that is fine. So he has to have something, and that is in the form of shaitan. And Allah has given that permission. Why? A form of a test for all human beings. That you will also be tested. So Allah has given that a bit of power. That is why I always say, the Dajjal will be the greatest magician. Dajjal se bara jadugar, koi nahi. Biggest magician is Dajjal, who's going to come. So what is the difference between a Nabi that is doing something and a sahir, a magician that is showing you something? Very simple. The action of a Nabi is not the action of a Nabi. It is the command of Allah. It is the command of Allah. So we have these explicit verses in the Quran. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. The ulama have mentioned that, O my Nabi, it was not you throwing a handful of soil when you were throwing, but it was Allah doing this. It was Allah doing this. So in the battle of Badr, before the battle started, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with one fist collected some soil in his hands, dust. And what he did is that he opened his palm in front of the enemies that were there, and subhanallah, the very delicate particles of the dust entered the eyes of all the enemies. So the Quran says, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ. This mu'jiza that was given and was shown by the enemies had seen this, to weaken them right in the beginning in the battle of Badr. The Quran says it was actually the order of Allah. It was the command of Allah. It was not any kind of optical illusion, or for some people to think like that, or some people to feel that something is in my eyes. This actually happened. This was the order of Allah. The same thing when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown in the fire. So you find a lot of people walk on the fire. What is it? Walk on the fire. You'll see this. So now, you know, you start wondering, KR, how is this happening? Especially, you know, what do we call it? The 10th of Muharram. The 10th of Muharram. People, you know, shooting themselves. And, you know, taking knife and blade and, you know, slicing their body and all these, and then there's charcoal that is burning, and they are walking over it. So during that event you can walk, but then call him privately and say, bye, you know what, we've put some charcoal here, walk there. They can't. You know why? Because again, this entire majlis and mahfil has been prepared by certain individuals that have a connection with the shayateen. And that they, however many people will walk through it, you know, it's just shaitan and jinns that will have an effect on you in a way. They sihar. That's it. You won't even see it. And people think, oh, you know what? Karamate Imam Hussein. What do they say? This is the karamat of Imam Hussein. No. A lot of the times when a magician is doing something, it has got nothing. It is not the fa'al of Allah. It is not the fa'al of Allah. And how can you distinguish between people who are genuine and people who are charlatans and liars? Very, very simple, my respected brothers. You'll see that the people who are clean, people of taqwa, people whose heart is inclined towards ibadat, and if they are people of knowledge, they have an understanding of the Quran and hadith, to go to them, that is fine. Then you have another group of people that want to make quick money out of you. Quick money. You will see that they have a costume that is ready. And when they have their special days, they will want to make sure that they look like certain pious people. And for that occasion, people dress up. But they will have no understanding of the Quran. They might not even know how to read the Quran. They might even be themselves taking drugs. And they, at the level of hygiene will not be there. And you will definitely know that they are right and these people are wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Just very quickly for people to understand sihr. Number one, this is kufr. Number one, this is kufr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. We should not be going to such individuals, and especially our women should not. A lot of the times, I don't know why it is with the Asian community, anything that happens, they come to, sometimes I get a phone call, Mauli sahab, tame kahin phuk mari sago. Tame kahin phuk mari sago. To phuk mari sago, bhai, no problem. No problem. If you want my phuk, I can give you my phuk. But subhanallah, you know what? You yourself, when you are going to be, the more clean you are, the more you have taqwa, the more du'as that you read, you will always be protected. Always be protected. Subhanallah. In fact, one dua when you come to the masjid, A'udhu billahi al-azim, wa bi wajhihi al-kareem, wa sultanihi al-qadeem, min ash-shaytani al-rajeem. Always read it. It comes in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that for the whole day shaitan cannot do anything with you. But these are priceless gems that we know that Allah's Nabi has told us. Allah give us the tawfiq that we make amal on the sunnah. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allah Kareem, everyone that is here, Ya Allah, accept our sitting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our connection to you only, Ya Allah, and a very strong connection, Ya Allah, that we are connected to you and your beloved Nabi. Allah, protect us from every direction, the right, the left, the front, the back, Ya Allah, from the top, from the bottom. Allah, save us, Ya Allah, from shaitan, from our own carnal desire, from the evil of wasavis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us firm, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our minds and the hearts, Ya Allah, very, very strong. Ya Allah, make us physically strong and mentally strong. Allah, the people who are not well, unwell, Ya Allah, give all of them shifa. Allah, look after our young progeny, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are living in the midst of kufr. Ya Allah, and it is only you that can protect us. Oh merciful Allah, oh merciful Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you, Ya Allah, that you have given us iman. Allah, what a ni'mah that you have given us. Allah, so many people today are lost in this dunya. Ya Allah, they don't understand which way and they have no direction in life. Allah, you have shown us and given us hidayat. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, we take this hidayat with us in the grave. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we stand with your beloved Nabi. Allah, accept all of our duas. Allah, the people that are sitting here, it's a Friday, a long day, the end of the week. Ya Allah, they are only in your house for your pleasure. Allah, remove every kind of difficulty from them. Allah, remove every kind of difficulty. Allah, open the doors of your bounties for us. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.